Here we go.
Oh. You wanted racist, you got racist.
Howdy, folks. Welcome back to the White Power Hour.
Once you go black, you go running back.
Now, here are them good old boys. Ricky.
Do you like Asians?
Ew. And Gray and Wizard Julian.
Why does every time somebody describes themselves as a black male, it just sounds like a crime to me? Once you go black, you dial 911 to get your wallet back. Wake up, America. If you vote for anybody on the left in the 2010 elections, we will lose America.
I don't care what they say. Them boys ain't queer.
Why's it gotta be black?
You know why.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And I think this is episode 276 and 277.
That sounds right.
Or it's going to be. Today is April 11th.
2010.
Hello, everyone. How are you guys doing?
Thank you for joining us here this evening. Glad you could all show up.
All eight of you. Excuse me, nine now. Franco's in the room. Hey,
oh,
Franco.
My God. Franco, I know, right? Made time out of his busy schedule.
All right.
Of joining, of becoming fans of things on Facebook.
Right. He joins everything.
I know.
Like, I don't join that shit.
Franco became a fan of chewing your eyes and 37 other things.
Right.
Really?
That's just too much. Like, Facebook is too much. Don't ask me to be in country life, plant life.
No, I don't do any of that stuff, and it's not too much, but all the Twitter you do is too much.
Well, I'm not talking about me, because I do what the fuck I want to do. So, there.
Well, I do what the fuck I want to do.
Well, good. I'm just telling other people not to do what they fucking want to do. It's all about us.
Oh, I gotcha.
God damn it, I was gonna say something. Like, right going into Facebook or something. Oh, I'm pretty fucking lucky that I'm a member of I'm a fan of our own Facebook group.
He's on the face page.
He's on the face page, and he loves it.
Yeah. Last week, Ricky was on his man period. Today, I'm on my man period.
Well, I'm just not talking to you, so I don't know that. So, I mean, we've been pretty much chilling out.
Yeah, because you've been doing your own thing all weekend.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I haven't even been here, actually, so that's kind of weird.
I know.
I have decided I was going to do this, but I decided not to put my laundry in the dryer so that the buzz would not go off, because apparently the dryer buzz is on someone else's show originally.
Who?
I think it originally started on the Little Fatty Cast, like the original one, maybe, or...
Well, no.
Larry's show, but I mean, it's pretty much predominant on our show.
Yeah.
Because that's every fucking show, except for this one.
And plus.
Oh, make up your own words.
Plus, if you pod fade, then you lose rights to that.
That is very true. That is very true. So let's see. Who do we have in the room here? All nine people. I'm so excited. I can hardly stand it.
Is that including me and you?
Yeah. No. That makes it 11. Yeah, we're losers. Because, you know, the Little Fatty Cast can get up to, like, 28 people.
On a Friday night.
Yeah, on a Friday night when all you fucking losers should have something else to do.
Yeah, and instead you're sitting at home on your computer.
And on a Sunday you can't do shit. They must be out at church or something.
You know these people don't go to church.
God damn it. And I hope that offended them.
You know what?
What?
We're going to lose listeners on this one.
Well, today, really, we were talking, and I was like, Julian, totally, if this wasn't a live show today, I
would
probably just say, fuck it.
Be doing it.
We would not do it.
Neither one of us are really in the mood. I'm like, yay, I get to fake it happy for an hour.
Well, our show doesn't always have to be happy, but do you prefer it that way?
I prefer it that way, but I don't even know what I was going to say.
Oh, that's how much you don't want to do it, huh? Let's see here. Just checking out the Bear 411.
And as interested as Ricky is, he's checking his Bear 411 while we're doing this.
Just saying.
He's getting them important things out of the way.
Let me tell you something. This week has been... Listener penis palooza. because I have gotten so many pictures this week to put in my spank bank. It's not even funny.
Well, I didn't get as many as you did.
But you got the ones that are really nice, though.
Oh, yeah, I got a couple of those.
We're not going to say any names, but you know who you ams.
We got a nice couple nice pictures, although not nude, but nice pictures from the Gravitas.
Yes, and I have to say, he is one Gaijin that I would probably go for.
Yeah, I showed Connor.
He has a lot of tattoos. The hot tattoos are hot.
I showed Connor the picture. He's like, I like your abs better. I'm like, you can't see mine. Quit lying.
Oh. Well, you are kind of clear. So
mine are covered under a layer of fat.
Oh, yeah. It's so much fat. It's just skin. It's not even fat.
Well, you can't see no abs, I guarantee you.
You just need
that.
To get your skin tightened up. Oh, you need to do some sit-ups.
I'm not clear. I'm not albino.
Which apparently this week, there's been a lot of talk about how clear and albino you are. Which is awesome because it takes away all the attention from being the ginger bear onto you.
Yeah, and by the way, we're going to post pictures of us standing side by side and people can see how much whiter you are than me.
No, if we're going to do that, we're going to do it shirtless so people can see that you have a farmer's tan and that you are really whiter than I am.
You are not going to take a shirtless picture.
You are correct.
And neither am I.
So, what is that? What is the saying? That's a moot point?
Yes.
Okay. So,
or as the idiot I work with would say, a mute point. Yeah.
Abs are overrated. I don't even like guys with abs, really.
Yeah, I know.
Me I mean, either. Gravitas is hot, you know, but...
Yeah.
I mean, that's not something I would ever go look for.
But honestly, I'm not going...
to do sit-ups, because... I go, hey, Julian, maybe next week you can go walking with me after work. He's like, I don't walk.
I walk all day while I'm at work. I'm out in the hot sun all day while I'm at work.
Yes, there are pictures of me shirtless on Facebook, but I'm not, no. If people want to see it, they can go there. But until then, I'm not taking my shirt off. So,
yeah,
whatever.
Well, there are no shirtless pics of me anywhere.
There aren't at all.
No, and there's not going to be.
There will be one day when I sneak one.
If you do that,
I'm going rogue.
I will hide in your closet while you have one of your gentleman callers over, and I will post it everywhere.
But the door's... If the door... You can't hide in there because if the door's open, I'll see you.
Well, then I'll put a camera up on top of your closet.
You don't have to do that. It's already done. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Awkward. Mm-hmm.
Somebody suggested we take pantsless pictures. I wouldn't be as embarrassed to do that.
No, you would not, because someone has like fucking 14 baby arms hanging off their fucking midsection. God damn it. Ugh. Well, AKA Country West, we were just talking about you a little bit ago.
Well, you might beat me if you compare ball length to my
That's true,
length.
But it's not cool to have long balls.
I'm sure there's a fetish
no,
for that.
No, I'm sure there is, but I don't, mine really aren't long yet. They're just big.
Well, wait until gravity does its.
Wait until I get up to like Big Fatty's age. They'll be long.
No!
No!
I will not step on my own balls.
I'm getting plastic surgery on mine. I'm going to have mine tucked up.
Testy lift.
Yeah, for real. Wes almost forgot that we're doing the show. How could you forget when I've Twittered it like 900 times?
You know, I haven't even and Twittered today.
You haven't. You're not in the mood.
I'm not in the mood for anything today. Really.
Since he's not in the mood, he's not going to be talking today.
Wow.
Wait, I forgot I don't have to do that. I can just press a button.
You suck.
Thanks to Greg down in Australia.
Franco said you Twitter everything 900 times.
I do Twitter everything 900 times, and if you don't fucking like it, don't follow me. That's all I have to say about it.
You're still a bitch.
Or you come up here and visit us, and then I won't have to Twitter that shit. But I will Twitter that shit because I'll be taking pictures.
I can understand me being in a bad mood for one day, but you've been in a bad mood for like a week.
Not really.
Only on weekends?
No, I wasn't in a bad mood. I'm really not in a bad mood.
Oh, you're just being a little more...
Because I'm tired of people bitching. If you don't like it, don't listen. Or don't read.
Well, that's what they do.
Exactly. Actually, they stay away, so I don't even know why they're complaining.
Aww. Is Kim Brewer
in the room?
Brewer.
We want to come to your island.
Yes.
Like, real bad. Can we stay with you, Kim? Please? Because it's only going to cost us like $9 million to fly there. So,
well, they probably don't have an airport that can land a full-size jet there, so you probably have to land...
Like in Iceland or somewhere?
And then take the dinghy over to...
Oh, God, the dinghy. Never mind, I'm not going. I don't ride dinghies.
That's not what I heard.
Those are ding-dongs.
Oh. Well, looking at some of your exes, I would say you have ridden the dinghies.
Yeah, you are right. Of course I'll motorboat Kim. Duh.
You'll motorboat any woman that'll stay still long enough.
Not any woman. Mm. Not like a woman that used to be a man. I won't do that. Because that's just awkward.
Because you know they're just running around all over the place.
There's one that goes down to Slammers all the time.
Are you serious?
For real, like ex-military, has military tattoos on her chest.
Wow.
Which used to be flat, but now they're big. But it's kind of weird because she also has a bird on her shoulder. And I think that's awkward.
A bird tattoo or a real one?
No, like a real parrot that comes on her shoulder.
Like she's Captain Salty the pirate?
I guess. I don't know.
Arr,
I don't get it.
Lick my pussy, slash. Where my penis used to be.
Lick my inside. Lick my tucked in inside out penis.
My inverted penis.
Oh. I'm kind of getting in a better mood now.
I knew once I got pussy in there somewhere that.
Right. You would just. So let's see, what do we have to talk about
well,
this week?
I was going to bring up the crazy guy across the street that was arguing with himself.
Mm-hmm. Do that.
Ricky comes in the house yesterday and he's like, there's a crazy guy over there, like in the alley across the street, that's like arguing with himself, saying the N-word. And
no, I'm going to say exactly how he did it. And you guys know that I cannot stand the N-word, but this is only a quote because this guy was crazy. This guy's a white guy who, I don't know, there's something wrong, and he's kind of bigger. And at first, I thought he was talking to a person because there's a big tree there, and I thought maybe the person was behind the tree trunk.
There's no one there.
Yeah, well, he's pointing and screaming, and then this is what he says. I'll fucking kill you if you call me a nigger! And I was like, oh. And then Finbar started to bark because I thought Finbar was going to go over there. And I was like, oh, please don't go over there, Finbar, because I don't want to. I'm not chasing you.
Oh, my God. Well, what about the WT guy that Finbar started barking at the other day?
Yeah, I know. Walking down the street. And he you know, I was like, oh, sorry. He won't hurt you. He goes, dude, you got a cigarette? And I was like, I don't smoke.
And then, because I was on the front porch smoking, so
and
I kind of.
You hid yours?
Yes. Because I didn't want him to come over and ask me for a cigarette. Because he was nasty looking.
Yeah. And because he was eating some chips or
you
something
know
with
he was
his nasty
like,
fingers.
Did meth or something.
He was too skinny. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was meth skinny.
Yeah.
So. Let's
see. And how many people thought that Ricky would be the first one to say the N-word in its entirety on the show?
I was just quoting it. I do not use it in my everyday
life. I know, but it came out of your mouth.
And Julian has been around several people that has used that word where I had to be like, no, ma'am.
Well.
Who's Vixen?
It's Donner's brother. Oh, that's Blitzen. Sorry. I'm pretty today.
You are real pretty. Pet yourself. Pet yourself. So, you want to say who's all up in the room and junk and stuff?
Okay. First, we have Turnip Head.
Who?
Hey Daddy.
Hey. Which last Sunday, no. What day? It was last Thursday after the Archer show. He called us on Skype and we talked for like an hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Which he was sending us some really, well, he has a really cute fucking boyfriend.
Yeah.
It kind of makes me sick, actually.
We have Drum Major Kev.
Who is awesome.
We have Foul Monk.
Who's that?
I don't know.
I don't know who that is.
Franco.
And
Gay Country West.
Mm.
The Gravitas.
Mm.
Haunt Cub.
Mm.
Kim Brewer. Beaver.
Mm.
Sausage Gagger.
That's Lou, by the way.
Oh, hey, Lou. Veritable Virgo. And Vixen 0995.
I wonder if that's a name that's automatically generated or they type that in.
What?
Vixen 0995.
No, if it's automatically generated, it'd be
MLB or Mibbit something.
And some numbers.
We also have Brother Sinatus, Mac Lover, and Tara in Michigan.
And one of those last ones is Connor.
Don't be saying nasty about Short Bus. He'll get angry. I didn't say anything nasty. I said he was fucking cute.
Oh.
Yeah. Short Bus is his boyfriend. Remember the picture he sent us?
No, he is cute.
And he has nice teeth, too.
Because Ricky looks at teeth.
That is the first thing I look at.
Because if they're missing teeth, they're automatically guilty.
Mm-hmm. Guilty as charged. Oh, so what do we have to talk about today?
I told you I didn't have a damn thing on my list. Fortunately, I think we have a lot of emails and some voice. Ooh, Taco Bell. voicemails and emails to look at. And
yes, Kevin, I did do that. You just emailed us and I did do that. So he knows.
Huh, what, huh? What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you're talking
German
about.
Bears in the room? How can one see a picture of this German bear? Oh, you have to go onto his Facebook.
Ricky doesn't want a nasty grill around his cock. Mm-mm. Well, fortunately for Ricky, it's mostly his grill around the cocks.
Well, at least it's nice.
Yeah, you have nice teeth.
Frankie goes, missing teeth in Florida? I've never heard of that. Come to Polk County.
Mm-hmm.
No filthy layers on the tongue is nice, too.
Ooh,
gross. Ew. That sounds like a girl-on-girl action kind of thing.
Oh.
I don't
like
really.
If they haven't...
Like, douche themselves?
If they, they need to douche.
Douchebag. Had to fit that in every show. Oh, my God. I have to talk about this.
Okay, what do you need to talk about?
All week, I have woken up with this extreme fucking jealousy that I cannot get rid of.
Is that right?
I just can't shake this jealousy I have over certain people. It's so hard for me to get rid of it. And I don't know what to do. Keep that chin up, boy. Anyway...
Polk County is the meth capital of Florida.
It is.
And it's also like close to being one of the meth capitals of the country.
So. Pretty close, besides Alaska.
Trailers blow up all the time here.
They do. Because
of
meth.
Meth lab.
There's like trailer parks full of them. It's kind of crazy. But
yeah,
what were we getting into before my jealous rage?
Oh, the dirty pussy and on the tongue.
Yeah. Like when dirty girls don't douche, which I guess defeats the purpose because they're still going to be dirty anyway.
One of these days we need to have a female guest on here that will let us ask questions about their anatomy without talking, because we couldn't do that with Nicole because she would talk. We don't want their commentary. We just want them to answer our questions.
Right. Like. Such as, how do you get ingrown hairs down there?
How do you know when you need to douche? Can you smell it? Or does it ooze?
Do your lips ever get chapped?
Do you ruin underwear when you realize you're going on your period? Or do you feel it ahead of time?
No,
and
they
put the pawn in?
Well, I do know the answer to that.
Okay.
Because every girl has a pair of granny panties that they wear during that time that they can, like,
well, I've heard of, like, women saying that, oh, my God, I just started my period. What if they had on a nice pair of panties and they bleed on them? Are their panties ruined at that point?
I would say so, but I don't really want to know.
Mm. See, these are the things we need to know. We need a woman to answer these questions without making comments other than answering our questions.
Right. We don't need to know how she really feels.
Because we are the ones that do the commenting on this show.
Right. Exactly. So that's why if you're going to be on our show and you think you're going to have comments, no. We do have a surprise for you guys for the Pride 48 event in the last weekend of June. We really can't discuss it right now. But I think it's going to be an awesome surprise for you guys.
We're going to have 87 men lined up to run the train on Ricky while we do the show.
And while Julian eats my ass out after every one of them. aren't you excited?
I wouldn't go near your ass. With Finbar's mouth and Aniko pushing.
Kim Beaver says, I only have granny panties.
Something makes me believe that. Granny panties that are flannel.
Vera Morgan wants to know if anyone is interested in hotel roommate sharing for gay days.
Call Parliament House. I'm sure.
That's not a hotel.
Well, you can... roommate share there.
Oh, and probably for free.
Oh.
So, how long have we been going for?
21 minutes. Okay. This is what we do when we're here by ourselves and don't, like, really. I saw a sign in Orlando yesterday on 192 that the rooms were $39 a night. I don't remember what
it was.
We're
just 192.
It's the main road that Disney's off of.
Oh.
It's the road to where that restaurant we ate at was, that road.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, right down the street from that.
That's where all, like, the visitors go and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, Drummerstick says, sorry, I can't be there. Ricky will explain, and FYI, I always think about you. Well, and when you think about me, do you touch yourself?
It's not funny, Julian. So anyway, Drummer Stick says he's out of town and he couldn't call. Sorry, he'll explain later. It's very exciting.
Nobody wants to hear a show with you, just you talking to yourself.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. They used to hear it all the time. Actually, the only ones I've ever done that way are the ones that are, like, super fucking sad and make people want to kill themselves. So,
well, we don't want that. We want people to be happy and laugh and then tell
even
us,
if we're pretending for an hour.
I can pretend for an hour. We've both pretended before. Although not recently, or not any time in the recent past. But we've all had those times where you've pretended, and meanwhile you're counting the popcorn on the ceiling.
Right.
Ooh, I need to file that toenail down. Well, just because, you know, it's up in the air and you can look at it at that point.
All right, you want to do some phone calls and emails?
Why am I getting boring?
No. At all. No.
Oh, wait, Brian's not here to tell me I'm boring.
Puke
in your mouth a little bit.
I burped, y'all. That's not even funny. Oh, and good, did you see me? I just did not want to swallow either. It's
good thing you had that splash guard on your mic.
Ugh. God, that was really gross.
I thought he was going to throw up on the table. Oh, my God.
I was kind of stuck there because I was like,
Wow.
Verped. Loves it.
Wow.
Let's see. We got some emails. Let's just take a look at some stuff.
Why are you bouncing up and down on your chair?
Because I want to.
Oh.
Ken says, "Hi guys, I fell a bit behind on your podcast and I'm catching up today. The comment on the racist dog seemed true to me. When I was living in Memphis and I had a German Shepherd and she went frantic when she saw any black people. The fur on the back of her neck would stand up straight up and the barking would never quit. She was such a racist and I didn't even help, and it didn't help that we had a black mailman." I once was taking her for a walk in the neighborhood and saw the mailman, and so did she. I felt like I was trying to hold back an elephant. The dogs hating the Asians because they eat them was so wrong, but so damn funny. Anyway, take care, guys. Ken.
Yeah, just FYI for anybody who would like to see the article I was referencing in that episode. It is on the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook.
So that they don't think that you're a racist or a lacist.
They already think that.
Should we play the song that...
You can't really hear it. I love the fact that he went to all the trouble to...
Well, we can still play it.
We can play it, but...
You might not be able to understand it, which we have the lyrics. Maybe we can put the lyrics on the fan page.
Maybe you can just read the lyrics. Oh, we did it again.
I'm afraid I'm going to puke.
Oh, my God.
Cacapucci.
Well, if you do it, tell me, and I'll grab the garbage can, and you can do it where the mic can hear it.
Oh, okay. Or how about I just throw up in my drinking glass?
That's not big enough.
All right, so Gravitas sent us this. Was it? Yeah, it was Gravitas.
Oh, well, yeah.
Wait, let me look at the email.
You stupid.
Because he didn't send it to me. He sent it to you originally. That's why I wanted to make sure. Yeah,
Gravitas. Yeah, and I forwarded it.
So Gravitas sent us a song that he sang that goes along with Britney's
alternate lyrics to Britney Spears 3.
And the subject is ginger bear plus albino plus Gaijin equals spit roast extravaganza. So we're going to play it. It's a little hard to hear.
And I can only assume that since me and Ricky don't touch each other ever, that the Gravitas would be the one being spit roasted.
Pretty much, yes. Bye, and friend, I prefer the mouth.
I guess you need to go join Facebook groups now.
I guess you do. Bye. Gravitas, my email is foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
I say
it every week.
But you can continue sending stuff.
Yeah,
to
you
me.
Can send it to him. He'll send it to me.
Since most people send crap to you.
So we'll play it. It's kind of hard to understand, but it's kind of funny. And then I'll have Julian read the lyrics.
Okay, I can do that.
Do you want to read the lyrics first or you want to listen first? Let's let them hear first.
Okay.
2, 3, little foul monkey, the one lady, the three of them, call in between, come on. 2, 3, we got two and three, every bell, repeat, everybody loves old broken.
Gravitas said, turn it off.
It's all right, but they stay. Marry them more, triple from that way. Asians on the floor, what do you say? Oh, you and Lord, Jesus is above me.
Okay, we're done.
All right. And now for my non...
Can you read that from here?
Yeah, I can read it.
Okay.
And I'll do the William Shatner version.
Oh, okay.
No, actually, I'm just going to read it. 1, 2, 3 with foul monkeys. Got 180 degrees, and I'm caught in between. Counting 1, 2, 3 with Julie and me. Getting down with Ricky. Everybody loves spit roasting. Babe, pick a night to come out and play. If it's all right with foul monkeys, merrier the more, triple fun that way. Asians on the floor, what do you say? Are you in? Foul monkeys is the best thing. Are you in? I'm counting. Blah blah blah.
Love the Gravitas.
Yes.
Which I assume that's probably his signature and not part of the song.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Wow.
So if we could just get a better version of that, Gravitas, that would be great.
Yeah.
You need to get with Larry and Big Fatty, and maybe they can help you out with that. So this song sucks.
Wow.
I liked it. It made me smile, and that's all that matters.
Ooh. Taco Bell again.
Oh. All right, we have another. Wait, we have a phone call. Here we go. Let's play this first.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Foul Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
I love that Jesus of penises is in the room, because this week I saw the Jesus of all penises.
Oh, okay.
Did you see that when I tweeted that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But he's in the room.
Oh, so. Okay.
Okay, first call. Here we go.
Hi, Ricky and Julian. This is Tom, a.k.a. the Ramble Redhead, and I'm available at RambleRedhead.com. I just want to give you a quick call to let you know that I'm angry that you think that all I do when I call my favorite podcasters like you do, that you think that all I'm doing is shamelessly plugging the Ramble Redhead podcast, where it's available with many, many interviews with members of the GLBT community and our allies, available at RambleRedhead.com. And I just want to let you know that I think it's horrible that you think that all I want to do is promote my show at Ramble Redhead at RambleRedhead.com. And I just want to say that's so wrong. Well, anyway, I just wanted to call and say, hi, guys. I love you. You guys are awesome. I'm all caught up now. So keep putting those shows out, okay? All right. Bye. Love ya.
RebelRedhead.com.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if you don't know where to go.
Nothing like a shameless plug.
Right. We would do it, too, if we were on a bunch of other shows. I'm only on Archer, usually, so... I might be going over to my friend Ryan and Stephanie's tonight to record a show over there. If you could come if you like, they invited you for the
Julian
booty and the beard.
Julian, and this is no offense to anybody else, does not guest star on anybody else's show.
Oh, okay. Well,
I am a Foul Monkeys exclusive.
Oh,
if you want to hear Julian, you must come to Foul Monkeys.
Oh, okay. Well, I like that. Mm-hmm. That's pretty awesome. If you guys haven't checked out Booty and the Beard, you should. They're pretty cool people, and I might be doing a show with them tonight. So go listen, or I'll be angry.
Because Ricky whores himself out.
I do whore myself out anyway.
And not just in the bedroom.
No. Let's see. We have another phone call.
Well, we're at the 32 minutes, so if you want to...
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we have another phone call, but we're going to save it for part two.
Okay.
So give us a call at 206-984-3685.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
I love that.
I'm pretty.
Send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida 33802, which I have an issue with that. Can I talk about that real quick? About what happened to me this week with the post office box.
Why don't you tell that on the next show?
All right, I'll do that. Shit. I can't do shit on this show.
I don't want one to be 35 minutes and the other one to be 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. You can follow me on Twitter at Foul Monkeys and follow me on Facebook under Ricky Burton.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook, and you can follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at JC Marple.
Daniel, I'm sorry, it's not the end. We still have another half hour.
We only do this at the first half hour. That way Ricky doesn't have to edit because he's a lazy
bitch.
Shit.
So, okay, this is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
You all have a great week.